Good evening, everyone. Welcome to yet another edition of At His Feet, a weekly teaching series that holds every Friday on When Ladies Gather platform. Yes, so for the month of June, we've been looking at the series Jesus the Game Changer, and today is going to be the last edition. It's going to be super awesome. I'm highly expectant, and I'm sure you all are as well. In a couple of seconds, I'm going to give a brief summary of what we looked at in our last class. You know, we looked at so many mind-blowing truths, but I'll share only a few. Yes, so one of the things we looked at was the fact that God is willing to take care of us. He's a responsible father. We are his children. He loves us so much, and he's concerned about us. You know, he's responsible for us, and he's willing to take care of us. And one super amazing thing I got from last week's class was about the importance of spoken words. You know, one thing TMA said was the fact that the spoken word is the release portal of the power of God embedded in God's word. You know, if you want to activate the power in God's word, you've got to speak it forth. You know, if you want God's word activated in our finances, we've got to speak it forth. We can't afford to stay quiet. We can't afford it. You know, we saw that faith goes out by speaking. And God didn't design us to be panic beings. He didn't design us to panic. You know, we were designed to trust in Him. We were designed to live by faith. We were not designed to live in fear. We were designed to use our words to effect great transformation in the midst of challenges. We were not designed to drown when challenges come. You know, these and many more were the things we looked at in our last class. If you've not listened to the message, or even if you have, make sure you listen to it again and again and again. You can always get every resource, every message available on the website, which is www.dorinomosele.com/iresource. So before we proceed with today's class, we're going to spend a couple of minutes praying and preparing our hearts to receive every single thing God has for us today. We're going to be praying two basic prayer points, the first being that the eyes of our hearts will be flooded with light. You know, when the eyes of your heart is flooded with light, you know, some other versions call it the eyes of your understanding. You know, when the eyes of your heart is flooded with light, you will be able to know and understand. If you check Ephesians 1:18, it says, having the eyes of your heart flooded with light, so that you can know and understand the hope to which God has called you. So before you know and understand, you know, the eyes of your heart first needs to be flooded with light. So our first prayer point is this: that Lord, let the eyes of my understanding, let the eyes of my heart be flooded with light as your word comes tonight. Let the eyes of my heart, let the eyes of my understanding, let it be flooded with light. Let it be illuminated with the light of your word in the name of Jesus. We receive the eyes of our hearts flooded with light. We receive the eyes of our understanding illuminated with the light of your word. As your word comes to mind, oh, thank you, Father, for understanding. You know, the Bible in Matthew 13, where Jesus was talking about the parable of the sower, he spoke about a particular seed that was sown along the path. And you know, he said something in verse 19, that when anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, he says the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in their hearts. And you know, that was the seed sown along the path. You know, without understanding God's word, you know, does not produce results in your life. If you don't understand, you know, the word that you don't understand is not valuable to you. So I want us to pray this with all seriousness in our hearts. as the word comes tonight, understanding is released unto you. The evil one does not have a chance to snatch the word that is sown in your heart today in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for your word tonight. Thank you, Father, for understanding that is released to every lady on when ladies gather and everyone listening to this message. Father, thank you for understanding. Made kosiye kosi labadoshe, your understanding is ministered as your word is taught in the name of Jesus. In the parable of the sower that Jesus spoke about in Matthew 13, there's a particular seed he referred to that yielded 160 and 30 times what was sown. What made the difference? In verse 23, you see it. He said, but the seed fell on the good soil, you know, and he said that it refers to someone who hears the word and understands. For the word that comes tonight to produce results in you, understanding is necessary. Oh, Father, we thank you. We receive understanding tonight as your word comes forth. Understanding is released in the name of Jesus. We do not listen to your word with ordinary ears. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. Finally, I want us to pray and make this declaration that our eyes are blessed and they see, and our ears are blessed and they hear. You know, in Matthew 13 verse 16, Jesus was speaking to his disciples. He said, blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. Begin to make that declaration tonight. Your eyes are blessed. You know, as the word is coming, as TMA teaches the word, your eyes can be open to see spiritual reality, certain things that God wants to unveil to you. I want you to declare that your eyes are blessed and they see as the word is taught tonight. Your eyes are open to see in light of God's word, in line with God's will and plan for your life. Your ears are open and they hear. Father, thank you for seeing eyes here today and hearing ears. Oh, baligo sotele. Keshina mana mazote yega de badose ye kazuna mana mana. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Our precious Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you for the great and glorious things you have in store for us. Thank you, Father, for understanding that's ministered to us as your word comes forth. Thank you, Father, because our eyes are open, our ears are open as your word is taught tonight. We receive with meekness your word that is able to save us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for the glorious things that will take place in our lives as a result of your word that's taught tonight. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen. So it has been a wonderful, wonderful series in the month of June. Glory to God. I believe we were blessed. We have been blessed. Amen. This is actually a word that, you know, we can just, you know, using having a good time out retreats with Jesus. Hallelujah. Because we've, you know, we talked about how Jesus changes the game. We looked at, you know, Jesus turning water to wine. We looked at how that, you know, Jesus can turn your life from a mess to a message. Water that people have washed their hands and all of that. That was the water they filled up and then turned to wine that said, you know, people in the wedding said that this wine is actually the best wine. You know, we saw how that, you know, woman with the issue of blood for 12 years, what people said, you know, what, there was no cure, what people said, you know, she couldn't do anything about. She had spent all she had, met several physicians and all. Jesus, at one contact with him, you know, changed our life forever. It changed the game for her. Amen. Glory to God. So tonight we're going to be looking at a title, a message I've titled Taking God at His Word. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. For the media, I'll put it on the site. You might just as well call it take God at his word. Amen. Come with me to the book of John. The book of John. Gospel according to John. Gospel according to St. John. Amen. The book of chapter 4. You know, talks about, you know, Jesus, you know, traveling, and then he went through Samaria. He met the Samaritan woman. I mean, it changed her life. That woman encountered Jesus, and one encounter with Jesus changed her life for good. Amen. You know, I love the story with the woman, Samaritan woman, because this was someone. Jesus didn't perform any miracle. He didn't multiply any fish and bread. He didn't heal anybody. Just a conversation with her. And this woman was transformed. In fact, history has it that she died as a, is it martyr, they call them now. You know, she died for Jesus. You know, because she carried Jesus' matter on her head. And the king of her time was like, told her stop preaching Jesus. But she was like, no, I'm not going to stop. That woman died for Jesus just by encountering him. Amen. We know the story. We all know the story. Good Bible students, you know the story. You know, Jesus said he wants to drink water. You know, and just like that, Jews don't have anything to do with Samaritan. Why is he talking to her? You know, and then Jesus said, if you know the one who asks you for water, you know, that is, if you know the one who is saying he's thirsty, that he needs water, you ask him to give you water that will not make you thirsty. She was like, man, I need this water. Oh. You know, and then she was like, who's going to call your husband? She was like, I don't have any husband. Just like, okay, you're correct. In fact, you have had 5 husbands. The one you are with right now is not with your husband. And she was like, I sent you a prophet and all of that. You know, and then this woman went and told everybody that I have seen the Messiah. You know, the old town came and they, you know, believed in Jesus because of that woman's call. She became an evangelist with Jesus just by conversing with her. Amen. Glory to God. She came into her purpose, she came into destiny, she got a vision, she caught a vision just by conversing with Jesus. Amen. So, is it possible for you to sit down with the Word of God? Which we said is Jesus. Amen. The Word of God is Jesus. Is it possible for you to sit with God's Word and you're just reading God's Word, conversing with the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, shedding light on Scriptures, and then you catch a vision for your life? Absolutely right. Absolutely. It can happen. Amen. It's coming into purpose, coming into destiny. Doesn't have to be one thunder and lightning encounter. It can happen like that for you. But this was just a conversation. Amen. They were just conversing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So if you sit with God's word, for those of you say, TMI, I don't understand my purpose. What? Can you just sit with God's word and relate to Jesus? Talk to him. You know, study the word of God. We have a Bible plan now. Read the word of God. Give yourself to it. Amen. One day, it will just come like a light. Boom. This is what you are meant to be doing. This is what you should even do right now. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Alright, that's a word for somebody here, because that's not even where I'm going to tonight. Alright, so John chapter 4. John chapter 4 verse. You know, if you read downward, Jesus, you know, got into which city now? Amen. He came into Galilee. Hallelujah. Okay, John chapter 4 verse 45. Alright. Jesus, you know, came into Galilee. And the Galileans received him. Having seen all that he had did in Jerusalem, verse 46 says, Jesus came again into Cana of Galilee, where he had turned water into wine. Amazing. We are back here again. Woo! We're back into the water, the wine. Amazing. I didn't even know this. Like, this is even like, we're back. You know, we started with when Jesus turned water to wine. Amen. You know, I was asking Jesus, what should we talk about? I mean, what should we teach, you know, tonight? And all. He said, teach from this verse. I'll tell you. You know what to do. So we're back to water and the wine. We know we started from water and wine. So Jesus is back at water and the wine, you know, town. And there he met a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. Verse 47. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Verse 48, Jesus said, except people see signs and wonders, will not believe. 49, the man said unto him, sir, come down. My child is about to die. My child died. Verse 50, Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he did what? He went his way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Verse 51. And as he was now going down, his disciples met him and told him, saying, Thy son liveth. Verse 52. Then he inquired of them the hour when his son began to amend, when his son began to get well. And they said unto him, Yesterday at the seventh hour, the fever, I wanted to kill him all, the fever left him. Verse 53. So the father knew that it was at the time hour in which Jesus said unto him, Thy son liveth, and himself believed, and his whole household. Verse 54. This again is the second miracle that Jesus did when he came out of Judea into Galilee. Hallelujah to God. Glory to Jesus. Amen. You know, this man's son was sick to the point of death. They must have tried different means. Hallelujah. They must have consulted a lot of people, maybe used several herbs and physicians and all of that. Because for the guy to get to a point of death, it means that they must have been trying a lot of things, but the guy wasn't getting well. So when he heard that Jesus was coming into Galilee, amen, glory to God, he had to run down to meet with Jesus. And you see, God is mindful of his people. Glory to God. You know, Jesus said to the Pharisees, you know, he said that what I see my Father do, I do. Amen. Glory to God. Jesus said, what I see my Father do, I do. That's in John 5. Amen. So Jesus must have seen the Father, you know, healing that man's son in Galilee. Someone was about to die. So Jesus had itinerary, had to move towards that direction. Amen. And that man came to Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And you know what he did? He believed the word of Jesus. Glory to God. I want us to look at that verse again. Verse 50. Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed that word. The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him. And he sat down there to be murmuring. No, he didn't sit down there to murmur. Amen. He believed the word of God. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that he did what? He went his way. Amen. Jesus said, Go thy way, thy son liveth. Amen. The Bible says, and he believed. He believed Jesus. Amen. He took God at his word. He took Jesus at his word. And he went his way. And that same hour, his son began to amend. His son began to recover. Somebody that was at the point of death. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, when I was meditating on this, you know, I heard the Holy Spirit saying to my heart, to ask you, would you take me by my word? When ladies gather, are you going to take God at his word? Amen. You're trusting God for something. Amen. Glory to God. And you say, yes, you trust God. You trust God. Hallelujah. And God, you've received God's word concerning that matter. God has spoken to you concerning that matter. You know, you've seen the word of God where it is written concerning that matter. That this thing is resolved. Amen. You know, anointed vessels of God have given you words. Amen. The Holy Spirit has given you words concerning it. Amen. But you still go to work with depressed, long face concerning it. People can still see that something is not okay with you. You've not believed though. Amen. You've not taken that word. You've not taken God at his word. Amen. You know, I remember the story of Anna. Amen. When she was praying at the temple, Anna, the mother of Samuel, you know, she needed a child. Her womb was blocked and all of that. You know, the Bible says that when she was at the temple praying after the priest said to her, he says, you know, woman of God, you know, I mean, go thy way, you know, God has heard and granted you your request. The Bible says she went to go and eat. You know, the weariness she had, you know, she left it. She, you know, the thing left her. She departed, you know, from being sad about that matter. I mean, she didn't have a baby yet, though, but she stopped being sad. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are there ladies right now, you say you're getting towards the age, you know, a matured age, you need to get married, but no guy is coming your way and all of that. If you're still sad about it, you've not taken God at his word. Amen. If you're still depressed about it, if you have not taken God at his word, hallelujah. Are there ladies who will begin to take God at his word? Amen. Are there ladies? Can we have ladies who will take God when God speaks? That is the final thing. The moment you hear God, that's it concerning that matter. Amen. Concerning even instructions for life and destiny. God says, I want you to quit this job, relocate here. Can you take God at his word? Can you trust God? And say, okay, God is saying this to me. It doesn't make sense to my heart, but I'm going to do this. That's the thing about taking God at his word. It doesn't usually make sense. It does. What's the sense there in Jesus just saying, go that way, your son is healed? No thunder, no laying of hands, no drama. Amen. He just took the word of Jesus and then he went his way. He went his way rejoicing. He went his way rejoiceing. He went his way saying, my son liveth. Oh, my son liveth. Jesus has spoken. Jesus has spoken. Jesus has spoken. Amen. Some of you, the reason why your life is still where it is right now is because you've not taken God at his word. God has given you an instruction, a direct instruction. Leave that relationship. You know, leave this particular location. You know, go to this particular place. But you're still just, rotating your head. I don't know. You're still second guessing and doubting the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want us to take God at his word. I want us to take God at his word. Amen. Glory to God. If you read the book of Joshua chapter 2. Amen. Joshua chapter 2. You know, you would see the story of, you know, Rahab. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. You know, that woman actually took God by his word. Amen. She took God by his word. Hallelujah. You know, if you read Joshua chapter 2, okay, when she the children of Israel, the spies, they came to spy Jericho, you know, she was the one that helped them to escape. She told them, she said to them, said, swear to me by the Lord that, you know, my family and my whole household, my brother, my sister, they will be saved. And, you know, they promised her that our life for yours. Amen. You know, when I first saw what I'm about to share with you, you know, when I was 7, 2017, I literally cried because I was like, this is amazing. Amen. I remember that our house was actually at the city wall. Amen. If you read, you know, Joshua chapter 2:15, the Bible says our house was actually on, you know, the town's wall. Amen. That was where our house was. Hallelujah. And she left a red scarlet, you know, as a, you know, means for them to, you know, identify our house as a token of the promise. Amen. Glory to God. And guess what? How was Jericho defeated? Jericho was defeated by the walls falling down flat. Amen. But she already believed that they were going to come for her. Hallelujah. And when the osh, you know, she already prepared her families, gathered them into the house. I mean, this is taking God by sword. See, it's not the one that people just use empty words now. They swore by the Lord. She said, swear to me by the Lord. Back in those days, people's words were heavy. People understood the gravity of words. Hallelujah. You know, I thank God for my husband that's teaching men commitment, you know, now. Not the one, the guy will come and say, I'll marry you, I promise you, blah, 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 blah. And the guy cannot even live up to his expectation, you know, what he said. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They gave her their word by the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. And God registered it. Amen. And when the walls of Jericho were shaking, so anyway, they said they are coming, oh. And our house was on top of that wall. Amen. They said they are coming. And you know, the Bible says in Joshua chapter 6, you know, Joshua said, the allot that you people swore to go and save, better go and save her now. Hallelujah to God. Amen. amen to Jesus. You know, Rahab believed the word. She believed the word that was said to her, that we will come and save you. And she was saved. Hallelujah. When the old Jericho, you know, was burning. Hallelujah. If you read the end of Joshua chapter 6, the Bible says she stood, you know, before the burnt city with her family. And, you know, she lives among the children of Israel even to this day. She married into, you know, the Jewish, you know, tribe. Hallelujah. She married Salmon. You know, they gave birth to Boaz. You know, and Boaz gave birth to Jesse. Jesse gave birth to, you know, David. And, you know, we have to Jesus. Hallelujah. That was how she, you know, got into the genealogy of Jesus. How? Because she took God by his word that they are going to come for her. Hallelujah. Do you believe God is going to come for you? Do you believe that God is going to help you? Amen. Glory to God. The Bible says God is in the midst of you. It says God shall help you. And that's right early. Do you believe that God can help you? Do you believe that God can come to your rescue? Do you believe that even at the nick of the time, at the dead hour, at the last hour, do you believe that God can come through for you? Do you believe? Can you take God at his word? Do you believe that God will help you? Amen. Glory to God. You know, when we're planning World Romance Conference, I mean, a lot of things happen, though. You know, I don't share a lot of things on social media. You know, the Bible says, if any man afflicted, let him talk to God, not let him post on social media. Amen. Glory to God. I'll just come online, you know, we just see some of you, chat to some of you, but some of you don't even know what's going on. A lot of things was going on. Amen. Glory to God. The enemy practically was after my life. Amen. Was after my sanity. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we had to shift the meeting. Amen. At some point, it was finances. Money wasn't just coming. I was like, okay, God, you said we should hold this conference. And I began to, you know, listen to messages on prosperity, listen to God's word, hallelujah, you know. And then I was praying in tongues one day, and then God spoke to me. He said, write it down. This conference will hold. Hallelujah to God. And I took God by his word. Amen. Glory to God. Someone reached out to me. She's never part of the BLG. She was like that. My name has just been coming to her heart. That is there anything that I need help with? Amen. And the Holy Spirit said, tell her that you are planning for a conference and all of that. You know, we're trusting God for provisions and all that. So I told her, and then she sent, quite a sum of amount of money. Glory to God. You know, God also put it in the hearts of some other people too. That not even when ladies got her to give. Amen. Glory to God. And we held that conference. Glory to Jesus. Amen. Can you take God at his word? If I was looking at my bank account, God, hey, how this conference be? And even my personal job, amen, people started to, you know, give me contracts, give me job here and there. All of a sudden, I remember one lady calling me one time, like, please, I'm at the front of the ATM, please send me your account number. No, I need to pay for your training. She's like, I misplaced your number. I just got it. I was like, wow. Glory to God. Can you take God at his word? Will you take God at his word? Will you put your trust in God's word and stop looking at the situation? Amen. Glory to God. God's word is powerful. Amen. God's word can go ahead of you. Hallelujah. And make the crooked way straight. God. Hallelujah to God. Amen. I'm sure at that time when the world was shaking, she would have doubted. Hey. They said I should hang my red wrapper on this window. Now, it is the walls that they are destroying. God, what's going on? What's going on? Amen. See, I want you to know that it doesn't matter the shakings you're seeing and going through, you're observing in your life. I want you to know that, see, God has you in mind. All things work together for good to them that love God. Amen. And those who love God are not those who say, I love God. They are those who, you know, keep his commandments. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. They are those who believe his word. Amen. There are those who believe the word of God. Hallelujah to God. This woman believed God at his word. And she was kept safe. She became the great-grandmother of Jesus Christ. She married, you know, Salmon. Hallelujah to God. Who, you know, gave birth to, you know, is it Boaz now? Yeah. And then Boaz gave birth to Jesse. And Jesse gave birth to David. And, you know, the genealogy like that got us to Jesus. Hallelujah to God. Amen. She married into the tribe of the Jews. She married into covenant. All because she said, swear by me, swear by the Lord that you are going to come and save me. And she believed that word. And she prepared her family down. She might as well just prepared for death. She might as well just prepared to, let's just die. They are coming already. What do we have? They said they are coming to save us, but I beg you.
oh, people can change their mind, you know, but no, she believed, she prepared, even when it was not looking like it, because one of Jericho was falling down, but she believed God's word. She believed that you are going to come for her. Do you believe that God is going to come to your rescue? Do you believe that he's going to come at the right time, at the set time? God is going to come at the nick of time. The Bible says that, you know, he's going to come to help you at that time early. Amen. He's going to come at the nick of time. God is not going to cause you to, you know, get into shame and embarrassment. Amen. Can you believe God that much? Can you take God at his word? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, the Bible says that God shall help her. And that right early. Do you believe that even at the dying minute that God can come through for you? Do you believe? Amen. Do you believe? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, something happened in Joshua chapter 6. Those guys said, maybe they've even forgotten that they gave her the word of the Lord. But Joshua called their attention to it. Verse 22 of Joshua chapter 6 says, but Joshua said unto the two men that had spied out the country, says, go into the harlot's house and bring out the woman and all that she had, as ye swear unto her. This was just, they sweared unto her that they will come for her. Amen. And that swearing, you know, was actually what kept her safe. Amen. That swearing by the Lord. Hallelujah. As God sworn to you, as God sworn to us, amen. As God sworn to us, I want to show us the scripture. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 6. The eyes of our understanding is enlightened in the name of Jesus. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 16. Amen. Okay, let's even start from, let's start from 12. Or let's start from 13. It says, when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, God swore by himself. Amen. What did God swear by himself? He said in verse 14, he says, surely in blessing I will bless thee, in multiplying I will multiply thee. Verse 15. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Verse 16 says, for men verily swear by the greater. Amen. That was why the woman said, swear to me by the Lord. Hallelujah. It says, men verily swear by someone great, by something greater, or someone greater. And an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. You take an oath. Amen. Verse 17 says, for wherein God willingly more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, he confirmed it by an oath. God has sworn to us that he's going to bless us. God has sworn to us that he's always going to be faithful to us. Amen. See, some of you don't even understand where this word of God, I'm saying, believe me. It's not just empty promise. No, God has sworn that if you take me by my word, if you believe my word, I will come for you. I will be on your case. I would solve that matter for you. I will come through for you. God has sworn, he has taken an oath. Verse 18 says that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, that we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay upon the hope set before us. Amen. By two immutable things, it is impossible for God to lie. What are the two immutable things? God swore and then he gave an oath. Amen. Glory to God. He swore by who? By himself. Amen. So it means that if God does not fulfill his word in your life, it will stop being God. That's what it means. The moment God's word can no longer work anymore, God ceases to be God. Do you know what that means? It's just like you are in a place of authority. Maybe you are in a political position. Maybe you are like House of Rep. And then you say, if by tomorrow I don't resume office, send another person to my place. For somebody to say that thing, that means that person, the cloth it will wear to come by that time, the shoe, everything has already arranged it. Amen. Maybe he has even positioned himself that he will stay somewhere close in case traffic misbehaves. He has already made up his mind that he will not sleep. Hallelujah to God. So before God said in his word to Abraham, I know that we are heirs of Abraham according to the promise. So when God was swearing to Abraham, he was swearing to you. He was swearing to me. When God said, he said, surely I will bless thee and multiplying, I will multiply thee. So it means that, see, it is too late for you to be small in life. It is too late for you to be small in life. God has already swore that, see, if you don't multiply, if you walk with me and you don't multiply, I stop being God. So see, beloved, it's too late for you to fail. It's too late for you to remain small. Have you decided to walk with God and follow God's word? It's too late. Amen. See, God has sworn. He has sworn to you. You know, we see this even, you know, in the Gospels, the story of how John was beheaded. Amen. King Herod didn't want to kill John. No. It was because he told Herodias, you know, his brother's wife, that he was married. And he told her, the daughter, that if, you know, if she if she dances, you know, and all of that. Okay, after she danced for them, it was a party. He says, I will give you anything you want. Just ask. And then the Bible says she asked for the head of John the Baptist. The mother already told her to ask for it. And the Bible says King Herod was feeling bad. That, he didn't want to kill John the Baptist. But because he had already given his word. See, we're in the kingdom of words. God does not take his words lightly. If you see it in the Bible, if it's written in the Bible, believe it, know it, that it will come to pass. If it's not in the Bible, it's a different thing, no. But if it's in the word of God, some people, they've gotten to a point in their lives where they no longer believe in giving birth to children. They just feel, well, let's just go and adopt, you know, let's just, well, maybe childbearing is not for me. But is that what the word of God says? The Bible says none shall be barren in the land. The Bible says you shall be a fruitful vine. It's in the word of God. If you can take God by his word, you will conceive, irrespective of what God is saying, because God has already sworn. You will tell yourself, Father, you have sworn. Hey, you have sworn that your word will come to pass in my life. It is impossible for you to lie. It's in the Bible, oh, that I shall conceive, that none shall be barren in the land. It's in the Bible, oh, that I will not remain small. Since last year till this year, I have not seen any increase in my life. When the Bible says in Proverbs 4 verse 18, that the path of the just shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. Father, this is 1 year. I am adding 1 year to my years, and I'm not seeing increase. Father, I refuse this. I refuse this, you know, dimension. I take you by your word that says that my path shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. I receive your word. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, I increase. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, I make progress. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, I advance. It does not matter the which in your village, wherever, that is doing one thing or the other, as long as you are pressing the word of God, as long as you are anchoring the word of God, as long as you are putting hold on God's word, your hand cannot reach you, because this one is God as sworn by who? Himself. Amen to Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. God cannot lie. Hallelujah. God cannot lie. The Bible says in Titus chapter 1 verse 2, it says, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie, oh, Shandi Balahaya, which God that cannot what? Lie. He promised before the world began. Amen. God cannot lie. It's not like God may not lie. He cannot lie. If God tells you, I'm coming, expect me by 12:01. Expect him, oh. Expect him. Hallelujah to God. Expect him. You're too faithful to fail me. Hi, Arabahaya, Arabahaya. You're too faithful to disappoint me. Oh, Jesus. What you said you would do, that is what you will do. You're too faithful to fail me. Ha, glory to God. God is too faithful to fail you. Amen. See, forget about whether you deserve it or not or anything. It's not about you. He has sworn by himself. Amen. Glory to God. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18, it says, God has given us the power to get wealth that he may establish the covenant that he swore to our fathers. So, see, for you to get wealth, amen, for you to get ideas, strategies, insight, connection, favor, links to create wealth, is something God has sworn. Amen. It's something God has sworn with Abraham. It's something God has sworn. Hallelujah to God. So be rest assured. Hallelujah. That is going to happen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God cannot what? Lie. Numbers 23 verse 19 says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither is the son of man that he should repent. As he said, and shall he not do it? God cannot say things and not do it. No. He can't say things and not do it. Never. Amen. As he spoken, and shall he not make it good? God is not a man that he should lie. You're not putting your trust in some man. You're putting your trust in God. So I want us to take God at his word. He said, give and it shall be given unto you. The devil says, sir, if you give, how are you sure you are going to get back this money? Luke 6:38. You tell it to him. Jesus said, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure pressed down, shake it together, running over, men shall give back to my bosom. I take God at his word. I take this word. As I've given, men will give back to me. That's what I tell myself when I give. I say, no. I've given. So men will give back to me. They must give back to me. I must. This is the word of God. Amen. Can you take God at his word like that? Hallelujah. He has said that by stripes I'm healed. Amen. Doctor's report is saying something else. But whose report will you believe? Whose report will you believe? Akabalahana. Whose report would you believe? Would you believe the word of God? Amen. Would you be like that man who took Jesus at his word and went his way? Amen. I'm sure he went his way rejoicing. Oh, my son liveth. I've met Jesus. Jesus said, my son liveth. He went to meet Jesus and besought Jesus. You can besought Jesus today. You can besought Jesus tonight. You can start tonight. How do you do that? You get scriptures. Glory to God concerning that matter. You get scriptures. See, hey, the guy wanted his son to be healed. The son was dying. Jesus did not give him. The guy came to meet Jesus for what issue? Son at point of death. That was the matter. That's why Jesus will always ask, what do you want me to do for you? He met some blind men. He said, what do you want me to do for you? When you besought the word of God, you need to, you know, approach it with desire. What do you want? Yes, I know we're doing Bible reading. But after you're done with your Bible reading, amen, you know you desire something. You know, in particular, maybe you desire increase, expansion, or, you know, provision or healing. Go and search for scriptures concerning that thing. Amen. Even if it's one or two. You know, be reading it, be meditating on it, be saying it to yourself. Yes, this is what God has said. If it's supplies, financial supplies, Philippians 4 verse 18. God says, you supply my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God has said, supply. And you know that scripture even came out as a result of, you know, them giving Paul, blessing Paul's ministry, you know, giving to the needy. You know, they gave through Paul. You know, they supported Paul's ministry. So Paul now said, my God shall supply. So you can even, no matter what you have, amen, you need abundance. Glory to God. That little that you have can multiply. Amen. Hallelujah. God can tell you, give it to somebody. Sow it into your church. Give it to your pastor. Amen. Partner with this work. Hallelujah. Don't ever despise the little that you have. God may even tell you, this little that you have, start a business with it. Amen. I'm so amazed anytime I read about how Jesus multiplied, you know, the bread and used it to feed 5,000 people, 7,000 people. Amen. 2 times in the Bible. Amen. Glory to God. Little something. Don't despise it. Your needs may be 700,000 and you may just have 7,000. Let God minister to your heart on how you can multiply that money. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, God spoke to me. He said to me, there's a particular project I'm working on. It's in millions. And God said to me, he said, if I partner with this lady's work that she's doing, that is going to sort out that need. Amen. So I decided, you know, I have a particular amount of money, you know, I've dedicated, and I'm going to keep topping it up. Just keep pumping into that ministry. I know that God cannot lie. He's going to take care of that need in millions. He's going to take care of it. Can you take God at His word? Amen. Can you take Him by His word? Glory to God. Can you believe God's word and be at peace and be at rest? Amen. Glory to God. Can you believe God's word? He said, by stripes you are healed. He said, you shall supply all your needs according to your riches in glory. Some of you, you've been giving. You've been sowing seeds and you're managing lack. Why? When the Bible says, those that give don't lack. The Bible says in Proverbs, givers don't lack. It says, the liberal soul shall be made fat. You stand up and say, no more. I am a giver. I don't lack. The liberal soul shall be made fat. It says, he that watered shall be watered also. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I comfort men to water me back. I comfort men to give back to me. Harvest come. Hallelujah. That should be your, you know, your heart is just moping ahead. After I've given, now I don't have. You see, life, you know, that's how people, some people get into offense. Hallelujah to God. So believe God's word. One more scripture. Isaiah 55, verse 10. Isaiah 55, verse 10. I want us to turn our Bibles there. Isaiah 55, verse 10. Glory to God. Esola bahashanda bolotosa. Ezo bregedi shapanda kosa. Isaiah 55 and verse 10. Hallelujah to God. Oh, glory to Jesus. Oh, mashana manda kosa. Praying tongues with me. Makosa balida bahaya. Oh, for 1 minute. Kobala badabada badosha. Rebogodo bohoshata. Ezo bregedi gedeberosa. Rabo sutanda balabada baha. Bogodobohoshata ezo brede bedebedosha reposhalina mandi ozala mandi reposhutalida baha rebogodobolobotosha lebegedeboshandi ikabala barabarabarosha reboshutanda balabarabarosha reposhutandi bahati ezo bregedebedebedebedosha rapokotosele mahandi ikabazutali barabahaya. Alright, Isaiah 55 and verse 10. It says, for as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but waters the earth. Amen. But what waters the earth? It says, but waters the earth, and makes it bring forth and bud, and that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Amen. Jesus, God said that his word does not return back to him void. When God sends his word, it goes to do what he sends it to do. Jesus said, go, thy son liveth. The word went. No matter the distance, the word went and healed that boy. Jesus, even the word made flesh, did not return back to heaven void. He finished the work. He said, it is finished. So the word of God was not designed to, you know, come back void. Amen. You can't be declaring God's word, be declaring God's word concerning a matter, and it will now become worse off and, you know, become void. No! Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You want Jesus to change the game for you. You need to send his word. You need to, in the Bible says, he sent his word and his word healed them. Amen. You need to hold on to God's word, take God's word, and then begin to send it into that situation. Begin to speak God's word to that mountain. Hallelujah. You need to take God at his word. Whatever the situation is, get the word of God on it. Take Jesus by his word. Take God by his word. All right, like that man took Jesus by his word. He didn't doubt. He believed the word. He believed the word. You can believe God's word. You are a believer. You can believe your Father. Hallelujah to God. You can believe God. You can believe God concerning that situation. You can believe God. I want you to say this. Say, I can believe God. I can believe God. I can believe God. I can take God by his word. I can take God by his word. I take God by his word. You can believe your Father. You can't believe him. I said, take him by his word by putting your gaze on the word. Don't put your gaze on the matter. Don't put your gaze on that situation. Put your gaze on the word of God. Tell yourself, I refuse to doubt. Yes, it's been 2 years I've been trusting God concerning this matter. See, don't worry. Some of you say, it's been long. You don't know that some things actually need time for them for it to be arranged. Amen. You say, it's been 2 years. Maybe you're trusting God for scholarship, you know, abroad or something and all that. You've been 2 years be trusting God. And perhaps the person that needs to enter into seat so that, you know, the decision that will favor you, you know, will come to pass. That person has not yet entered. All right, but the process has already been initiated in the realm of the spirit. Amen. Glory to God. So I want just, the Bible says, after he had endured, he obtained the promise. Don't worry. All things work together for good. Nothing can work against you. Hallelujah to God. Amen. There's one thing I used to tell myself. I used to tell myself that God loves me. He knows that I need this thing at this time. And he knows that, you know, in his wisdom, he knows when I need this thing. I might think I need it now, no. But his wisdom might think, this girl, we need this thing, you know, sometime later. Amen. Hallelujah. His wisdom will work for you. Hallelujah to God. Just rest in his word. Amen. Rest in God's word. Glory to God. One time I was trusting God. I want to go out of the country. I want to study abroad. But it wasn't God's plan for me. Amen. The moment I can, you know, the time for that, if it's needed, you know, for me to do that. All right. And I release my faith. It's going to happen. Because the truth is, faith begins when the will of God is known. Faith begins where the will of God is known. You can't be using your faith, say you want to marry Buhari's son. Are you destined to be his wife? Do you understand? Like, is it God's plan for you? Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. I believe I've been blessed tonight. Hallelujah to God. It doesn't matter whatever it is you're going through. You want Jesus to change the game for you. Amen. Put your gaze on his word. Start declaring his word. Start calling things that be not as though they were. This is how we see Jesus change the game. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're going through, you know, pornography, masturbation, you know, sleeping around. What did Jesus say about you? What has Jesus said? Jesus said in Romans 6:14, he said, masturbation does not have power over you. That's the word of God. You're sleeping around. Jesus said, sin shall not have power over you. That's what the word says. So you have to believe his word concerning you. Believe it. Stop crying. Stop feeling bad for yourself. Amen. Repent. Tell God you're sorry. And then believe his word. Amen. Stop believing what people have called you. They've called you names, Ashawo, this one, that one, man, rapper, blah, blah, blah. Forget those ones. Amen. What is God saying concerning you? As long as you open the word of God, God is not calling you a shower, but he's calling you his beloved. He says you are righteous. He says you are a holy nation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar baby. That's what you should believe. That's what you should put your gaze on. And as you put your gaze on his word, you see him change the game for you. Hallelujah to God. Amen. We are blessed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I pray for you. That as you have given yourself to God's word, you will see Jesus change the game for you. As you will put your gaze on God's word, hallelujah, you will see Jesus change the game for you. People will look at your life and they will see your profiting. They will see what you have gotten out of God's word. They will see how God's word has transformed your life. They will see how God has transformed your life from glory to glory. Oh, I hear my spirit. For that lady who has been through shame, God says he is giving you glory. For your shame is giving you glory, is giving you double honor. People will look at your life and they will marvel. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Can we give God praise tonight? Say, Father, thank you. Thank you, Father. Glory to God.